Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Rod Peterson. Be sure to join Dupes and me in Houston, Texas, this December from the 5th to the 10th. I guarantee you we'll be checking in on the Texans and the Broncos on NFL Sunday, plus two live shows with all our football buddies, including George Cortez and Don Narcisse. If you've always wanted to see a college football game and it's on your bucket list, why not join us in Houston for a college football playoff game? We're waiting on the Houston Rockets NBA schedule, but if they're home, one of the hottest teams in the NBA will be part of the trip. Check us out now at rodpeterson.com/trip, and thanks to Uniglobe for putting it on.
From Vancouver to Halifax, Flin Flon to Estevan, he's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey. Guess I need this. Good morning, everybody.
Welcome to Show 38.
That is how unprepared I am for today's program, but that's okay. I know it's going to sizzle. I'm bringing the steak. They're bringing the sizzle. Welcome to episode number 38 of the Rod Peterson Show, everybody, emanating from the bunker in beautiful, sunny Saskatchewan, Canada. Naturally, Saskatchewan. I'm Rod Peterson with Darren DuPont here in the warm-up. I'm Chip. He's Dale. How's that?
I like that one actually a lot.
Thank you. Derek Duke Myers joining us in the bunker here for the warm-up. It's usually just Dupes and I in the warm-up, but you've muscled your way in, which I think is great.
I don't know if I was supposed to be here. I just sat down.
You're
quite honestly.
I think you're scheduled to be on today.
Yeah, I hadn't heard from Clark since last week, so I just showed up.
Oh, he's a beauty, Clark. My phone's going off already. Man, it's going to be really tough to top yesterday in terms of energy, but we're going to try. I think that we will.
The West Cates.
The West Cates.
It got to be a regular. I don't mean to try and run your show, but I mean, I could just take West Cates all the time.
I know, and I think that we will.
And Marshall brings the smoke.
Marshall Hamilton brings the smoke.
He's like Nuke Lelouch. He just brings the heat.
Yeah. Well, that's what we talked about at the end of the show yesterday. Our viewership went boop right at the end when we got into the fairly hardcore football talk with those guys. And the football people, as Luke says, the football guys were writing into the show saying, love the football talk. And it's just like now with the NFL Network right now, I sit and watch it round the clock. Not as much as Lynch, but I just love it. It makes me feel good. NFL training camps are opening, and there's nobody doing that for the CFL. You can see this for NHL all across this country, any team. But as far as the CFL goes, you're just not seeing it anywhere. And that's what we're doing here. And I love what we're doing. And apparently so do our viewers, which, by the way, I scribbled these notes down. Why I was late getting ready for the show, I really don't know. It's summertime, so I haven't been able to get my workouts in. But that's a choice thing. I'd rather just sit out on the patio and have a coffee in the morning because the mornings have been so nice.
You're in an area. Isn't there some walking paths or something?
Oh, yeah. Similar to you.
Yeah.
I'm not in the same. I'm not in the high rent district like you.
I don't use the walking path right behind my house. I watch people walk around.
You stand there and watch. Yes. I know. I've done it with
There's a lot of people. I would say this, too. A lot of our new Canadians, they do a ton of walking. And I'm like, why? I should have my butt out there
so
walking.
So much energy.
You know what? It's mesmerizing to sit in Meyer's backyard and watch people.
There's a people lot watching. Walk. Yeah, there is a lot go by.
All walks of life.
Yeah.
By the way, people chiming in from across the country already. Don in Ottawa asking this morning if Darren DuPont has found out who Wheezy is yet. Because Duke, yesterday I said, I'm George, he's Wheezy. Have you figured? You can Google it and find
it. I did yesterday.
You did?
And now I forgot. Wasn't it George?
The Jeffersons.
Jefferson.
Moving
yes.
on up.
Yes.
Till he said.
I'm impressed.
Yes.
And Don, I bet you are too. Naval officer.
I figured it out.
Yeah, thank you for that. You know who Chip and Dale are?
Oh, yeah.
What was the neighbor? What was the white neighbor you always called and this is probably not appropriate. I'm getting a you always called him a honky.
Honky.
Yeah.
A honky.
Yeah, what was
all
it?
These shows. Actually, it's funny that you
Jefferson's was a great show.
Funny that you should say that. We will get to sports, but this is the morning coffee discussion, right, Darren?
Yeah.
The warm-up. And I think that this conversation is going to float throughout today's show. I haven't even told y'all who's going to be on yet. But a friend of mine, many people know him, Ron Podbelski, used to be the Minister of Corporate Affairs for Sask Energy, I think. Some big highfalutin title.
He had a title.
Yeah, and he's probably watching today. He's the number two man at Sask Energy for many, many years. And he put on Facebook this morning that how sad it was. He was reading somebody's online obit. And it turned into, in the comment section of the obituary, just a free-for-all of political comments and people a monkey crap fight over. He's like, what has the world come to? And he said, I had a revelation reading this. And I said, well, what's the revelation? And he says, we need to spend more time face-to-face with our friends instead of fighting with strangers over social media. And then all of a sudden, people jumped on agreeing with him. One being Jed Roberts, the Edmonton Eskimos great. He said, yes, these are crazy times. Yeah. Randy Brooks, the retired lieutenant colonel of the Regina Rifles, Canadian Armed Forces. He liked it. I liked it. And I said, you know what, Ron? We're due for lunch. We're late for lunch. Right. We need some one-on-one time. So maybe the times are crazy right now. And believe me, I sit back and just, I don't participate in the fights. The politics, Derek, you're wading into that cesspool.
Yeah, life. I'm knee deep in there now.
Do you like it? Obviously you do.
I do enjoy it. But because at the end of the day for me, I'm still new to it. So I haven't become jaded at all, but it's still about doing what I think being a part of, making the province better for my kids and for myself. I'm still young enough. I'm not just doing it for my kids. People ask that. Oh, you're doing this for your kids. I'm only 41. Like, I'm not dead yet. There's some things that I'd like. So for me, it's still all about, you know, public service and doing the greater good. But yeah, sometimes you got to scratch your head. You watch the Mueller hearings going on, or some of the tweets coming from down there, or as our federal politics ramp up here, some of the back and forth. And I just kind of shake my head and I'm like, when did it stop being about public service and doing what's best for you and the intern over here?
It stopped a long time ago. Yeah, I feel like coming over there and patting you on the head and going, how nice that you've got these goals for going into politics, but I'm jaded and I've never been in it. But of course I'm reading, my bad. But by the way, if you are offended, upset by what you read in social media, stay off social media. That it's really on you, to be honest. But the one thing when you get into the Trump stuff and that, and one thing I saw this morning was how opening our doors to the newest wave of immigrants and refugees is going to lead to, this is not a good idea. And it's endangering our continent's security.
Oh.
And I'm driving around Ring Road and Big Bird, looking up at the sun, holding a coffee, going, I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to enjoy where I am. I'm just going to enjoy this day and let the politicos figure it all out. So anyways, these are crazy times, but I will say this, a lot of life lessons to be learned, by the way, for our viewers and listeners today, but take care of what's inside your own four walls.
Oh, absolutely.
And the world will turn out okay. Stop worrying about what's outside your four walls because you don't have any control over any of it. And another lesson,
firmly believe that.
Don't go 3 days without working out. Oh, boom.
Well, I tell my kids, whether they listen or not, is a whole other story, but I tell them, worry about yourself first.
Yes.
If you aren't fixed, if you're broken, you can't do anything about anything else. So worry about yourself. Don't worry about your brother being the first one up the steps. Worry about you. You'll get up the steps. And I don't know if they listen or not, but that's my piece of advice for the day. Just worry about you first.
Mm-hmm.
Then worry about everybody else.
We will go to sports like right now, but people are writing in about the neighbor from the Jeffersons being referred to as a honky. Conrad writing in and says honky was a slang term for white people.
Oh, I know what it was.
Now it's cracker. Brian Eitenauer on the Facebook feed. The Jeffersons, great show. Archie Bunker was the white honky neighbor, a great show in its own right. He says, this weekend's game scares me. How about you guys? Yeah, I want to get around to the game too.
I see you picking.
BC.
I see you picking on In the Huddle last night.
You're watching In the Huddle last night?
I see you and Marshall.
I appreciate that. Well,
why do you think that?
Here's why. Were you not watching the program? I gave my reasons why I thought the BC Lions would win this.
Well, I'm teeing you up here, buddy.
Not even watching that program, but it's been a consistent, I think it's been a consistent narrative from you that you've long thought it's going to be a split.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no
I've
matter
often
what.
Said that.
So
yes.
To me, after the Riders won, it was almost automatic that you were going to take the Lions, but I know you had your reasons, and it's going to be interesting this week.
Well, we don't do picks on this show, but maybe today we will. Actually, that's one of the things that we'll get into here right now in the warm-up. Here's the theme that I want to go through on the show today. One is this game Saturday, the Riders and the BC Lions. Lions offering $10 kids tickets. Did you see that? Which I think is outstanding.
I didn't, but that is outstanding.
Trying to fill the barn in BC. This will be their largest attended game of the year anyways because the Riders are there, but... John Lynch saying last night on our television program in the huddle that he thinks there will be firings in BC if the Lions don't win this game on Saturday. And I think it's too early for that.
Boy.
But I will tell you this, while a lot of people think Lynch at 81 has been put out to pasture long ago, no. He's very connected. The people that he talks to are in the know. And maybe he's right. But I think the BC Lions will win because they have to win. They don't have a choice. They have to. And for that reason, I think they'll win. And you think that's oversimplistic? I don't think it is oversimplistic. Is that enough of a reason for BC to win in your mind? Or do you even think they will win?
I don't think they will win. I just don't think they have the horses where it counts. They've got a great quarterback. They've got great receivers. That offensive line... I mean, Charleston Hughes has to be frothing at the mouth this week. I mean, he's just got to be excited. There was a period in that game, and they showed it on TSN, where they kind of switched up the blocking scheme on him, and it worked for about one series, maybe two. Other than that, he was in the backfield the whole time. I don't see that changing. I don't see Mike Riley getting the time he needs to get to these receivers. So I do think the Riders will win this, and because I think the Riders also have to win it. And I think they're just a better team. As far as firings go, I mean, yeah, I'm with you. I think that's awfully early. I don't want to discredit what John has to say. The one thing I can see starting to possibly combust is number 89.
Duran?
I could see that starting to combust. Is it a day that ends in Y? But he's not the number one receiver. You know, they got a couple of guys. Burnham can really go. And what's the other? Is it Johnson?
Katoy had the touchdown.
You know,
Shaq Johnson, Brian Burnham.
they got some guys. And yes. Duran is not number one on that team, and he's not getting the targets or the touches. I just see it starting to deteriorate, especially with another loss and the weight of it coming. I could see some tweets coming out from 89 there.
That's not new. No, I know.
I see it starting to wear within the locker room.
Oh.
Because there's going to be enough friction. When you're losing, there's enough friction. Mike Riley's obviously frustrated. Those little things that you kind of let go and aren't a big deal when you're winning are going to start to rub. And that's a guy that I could see starting to rub.
They become very annoying. Yes. But I mean, we've had Duran on this show. This will come as no surprise to you. There is nothing Duran Carter can do that would change my opinion of him. I love him. I told him I love him. Yes, he's a ticking time bomb. So am I. That's why people listen and watch this show every day. You never know when we're going to go off. And like I get Duran. I'm cheering for Duran. We've formed some sort of alliance here with the BC Lions this year in the 38 episodes that we've had. And I don't know how that happened. But they've put more people on than any other team in the CFL, and I hope for the BC Lions' sake that they win this game Saturday, save their season, but it's not like the Lions are going to fold. And by the way, we're running out of time in the overtime segment. Keep all these messages up, Clark. I'm going to get to them. But I'm still looking at things. Maybe it's my age, but from a 90s perspective, that I'm just worried that when a team sucks, they're going to fold. You know what I mean? Because that's what it was for so long.
Well, hey, Montreal's owned by the league.
Right. For now. Oh, which is another thing that we got to get into. But I have to get past that mindset. And I'm just worried when teams lose that they're going to close their doors the next day. Because that's not the CFL anymore. It's not. But it was so ingrained in me in the 90s. I think the BC Lions will get it together. And I don't think there will be firings. I think that Ed Hervey knows what he's doing as the GM. Ed Hervey is a Grey Cup winning player and manager. Although he's never coached it down, he doesn't need to. He knows exactly what's wrong with that team. And if they lose on Saturday, he will exact the measures on where they deserve to be exacted.
The offensive line.
Is that fair?
The offensive line.
So a couple of things. Coast-to-coast viewership and listenership of the program today. Josh Lewis says, hey, Rod, watching from New Brunswick. Glad you have two of my buddies, Darren DuPont and Clark Monroe, involved. Josh, former writer in Esteban.
What? And Kindersley.
And Kindersley, and moved out to his home province of New Brunswick.
Hi, Josh.
Actually, I think Newfoundland is his home province. Yeah, the Mercury.
Yeah.
But he's
and
in
the
Moncton.
Clarion.
And the Clarion in Kindersley. Yeah. So thank you for watching, Josh. Sure. Robin up in PA says, morning, squad. Nothing like waking up to a thunderstorm in paradise, because you can't spell paradise without PA.
Nice.
Janelle. On my way to Edmonton in the thunderstorm, but always need to watch or listen because I'll be driving. I don't want to be responsible for any accidents. I was talking to a trucker Saturday at our tailgate party, and he puts the thing, his phone up on his dash while he's trucking. But he says he only watches during rest stops. I'm like, yeah, right. Don't blame me.
RodPeterson.com/listen live. Yeah.
Say it together.
I do use that in the car. I do use that in the car, but when I'm at home, I do watch on Facebook.
Winnipeg's watching this morning.
Boy.
Moose Jaw's watching this morning.
When does Winnipeg fall off the edge?
They don't.
You don't think so? Is this their year?
Okay, we'll talk about that when we come back. Because the sports doctor's watching from Winnipeg this morning. Tom Halleck's watching from Winnipeg this morning.
Guy Fieri.
Yeah, Guy Fieri clone. Today's Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll. Which is Canada's game of the week in the CFL? Do you want to take it? Here's the games. Calgary at Ottawa, Toronto at Edmonton. It's a Thursday doubleheader. I know what I'm doing Thursday night. Wow. 6 hours of football.
Yeah, I like that.
Friday night football, Winnipeg at Hamilton. And Saturday, Saskatchewan at British Columbia. What do you think is Canada's game of the week? I know what I think it is. I'm voting for Winnipeg and Hamilton.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go too. I know I want to default to the weekend game because it's a must-win game for BC, or we've been trying to find another name for it other than must-win, bigger than must-win. But yeah, I think it's the Hamilton-Winnipeg game. It's just another test for Winnipeg because we continue to try and see, is this for real? We don't want to be too excited. But we want to make sure that we want, you know, those tests, they matter. Another one to check off the list.
Leading the poll right now by quite a considerable margin is Winnipeg at Hamilton. We'll talk about that game and more when we come back. Lots of Winnipeggers weighing in. You ask if I think this is the year. We've been invited to drive a float in the Grey Cup Parade in November. So what does that tell you?
What?
Yes.
In Calgary?
There's a lot you've... in Calgary. Winnipeg's winning the Grey Cup, didn't you know? This is the warm-up. We'll be right back. This is the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live, rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Employee pricing is back!
Yeah, it's my favorite time of the year.
You pay what I pay.
We get amazing discounts when we buy a car.
And this month, you can too.
Car, truck, SUV, doesn't matter.
You pay what we pay.
Get savings up to $19,000 on new Ford F-150s. They're starting as low as $32,999 plus tax, and no one has more of them than Capital Ford.
It's like you work here,
but you don't have to.
You pay what we pay!
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
All right, welcome back on a Wednesday morning sports update. A strong night at the plate for Justin Smoke. Old Smokey tied the game with a solo shot in the ninth and drove in the winning run in the tenth as the Blue Jays walked off the Cleveland Indians 2-1 at Rogers Center last night. Toronto had just three hits all night before coming alive in the ninth. They had five hits in the final two innings. Christian Vasquez hit a tie-breaking home run in the seventh, and the Red Sox beat the Tampa Bay Rays 5-4 to move into second in the American League East for the first time since the second day of the season. Lucas Zippity Doo-Dah came through with Kansas City's first pinch hit homer of the season to break a tie in the eighth, and the Royals held on for a 5-4 victory over the first place Atlanta Braves. Hockey. The Maple Leafs have shipped goalie Garrett Sparks to Vegas for forward David Clarkson and a fourth-round pick. Clarkson's expected to be placed on long-term injured reserve for salary cap relief. Meanwhile, Winnipeg Jets forward Andrew Kopp has been awarded a two-year, $4.5 million contract by an arbitrator. And Ottawa Redblacks long snapper Luis Philippe Bourassa has been suspended for two games after a positive drug test. The 27-year-old from Shawinigan, Quebec, has been with the Redblacks since 2017 when he was drafted by Ottawa out of the University of Montreal in the fourth round. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room in the heart of the Dewdney Strip. I don't know if you saw Jeff Hecht of the Bombers go after Bourassa on Twitter yesterday.
No.
He says, to say that you didn't know what you were putting in your body is an argument that was hip 15 to 20 years ago.
It's tired.
That's exactly what Hecht was saying. Yeah. And he was saying, if you want to get on a workout program when you come off your suspension, let me know. Like, he's just tearing him apart on Twitter for this.
Hey,
because he's the only player in the CFL on steroids, right? Right?
Well, you know, and maybe this is wrong of me, but, you know, Marcus Thigpen takes that kickoff return for a touchdown, and my first thought is
performance-enhancing drugs.
They're like, oh, look at him pull away from everybody. You know, and that's fair or unfair.
It's what I thought it, you know, I'm sorry.
And I don't mean to cast that on Marcus Thigpen, but, you know, he's been caught. And so your first thought, or at least my first thought was, oh boy. You know, and if I was a BC Lions fan, that guy, he's a cheater. Like, I'd be
You'd
mad.
Be yelling it
yeah.
too.
So I.
Getting older and you keep getting faster.
Right. Well, listen, when I was standing there interviewing Marcus Thigpen over the last couple of years, and of course, he had the PED thing. That was when he was in the NFL, right?
No.
Was it in the CFL? I can't remember.
I think after the Grey Cup, it was for an offense late in the year.
But as you say, he's getting older and getting better. And I'm standing there and I'm like, Thiggy, what's your secret? And I'm like, maybe a bad question. But tainted for sure.
Tom Brady, Kobe Bryant, like, so there is guys that
doing it without.
Are they? But they haven't been caught. Let's put it that way. Or they haven't had allegations.
Tom Brady doesn't eat sugar. I think that's what his superpower is.
That is.
That's what makes him a six-time Super Bowl champion. By the way, to the Facebook poll, I love this. It is episode number 38. And I had to, I thought, dig really deep to find some players that wore number 38. Yeah, so I went to Google. Curt Schilling being one, of whom I'm a huge fan. Bloody Sock. Kids, Google it. And what was the other one? Pavel Dimitra.
That's the one I went to,
You Googled
Just now to make sure he wasn't 39. I was like, Pavel Dimitra
sounds,
came right
39
to my
sounds right, too.
Nope. Yeah.
Dougie, wait. Let's not get ahead of ourselves to tomorrow.
Doug Waite, the goal he scored the night before the Grey Cup in 1997 against the Calgary Flames. I happened to be there, and then it was kind of the opener for the NHL 98 or whatever on that. Waite goes through. Remember, he went backwards. He skated backwards through the defenseman.
Doug Waite was one of my favorite goals
of all time.
I love watching Doug Waite play.
Because we were there for the Grey Cup, and we went to that game, and he scored that goal about 30 seconds into the game. It was amazing.
Too bad he was on terrible Oilers teams.
Yeah.
You know, his talent was squandered,
he was
in my opinion.
Very, very good.
But just continuing, I love that everybody's chiming in our coffee discussion this morning. Where do we start? Tyler Dacu says, before anyone gets ahead of themselves, Yogi Berra wore the number 38.
That's solid.
In the, what did he say, in the 1920s? The comment slipped off our page.
40s.
Yogi Berra. And we got to go all the way to New York, where Joe Lazito's watching this morning.
Mick.
And Joe writes in, he says, Saskatoon's own Mick Vakota wore number 38 when he started with the Islanders. Saskatoon's own, I didn't know that's where Mick was from, but my brother played with him on the North Battleford North Stars. Wow. I showed you the team photo. Yeah. It's still up in the lobby of the North Battleford Civic Center. Mick Vakota and my brother. So number 30. We're getting some number 38, some great ones. And then, of course, Tristan Jackson. I think it was a gentleman in Saskatoon this morning that pointed out the great T-Jack, a future Rider Hall of Famer wearing number 38. And Dallas over at Phoenix Group watching this morning, he says, stop talking about 39s. That's tomorrow. I think the discussion will begin and end with Doug Waite. Ryan Barocco writing us. Mm-hmm. Is that the Blue Jays pitcher or our tech guy? Which one is that? I'm so... I can't keep them straight.
The lanky lefty.
Ryan Barocco writing us on the Facebook wall, if Rod and Dupes are Kelly and Ryan... Which one's Kelly Ripa and which one is Ryan Seacrest? Wow. Well, I think that's obvious. You're the metrosexual of the two of us, so that would make you Ryan Seacrest. I'll be Michael Strahan out of the whole thing. How's that? And you're Kelly Ripa, Myers.
That's okay. She's got good pipes.
She does?
Yeah, she works out. I'd kill to have Kelly Ripa's arms.
Everybody's jumping ahead to tomorrow. What are you yelling in my ear, Clark? I know Michael Strahan's a different show.
He was, though.
He was on the show, Clark.
He was a star.
What did we say in the opening? Just worry about yourself.
These young guys, their memories are about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, if it didn't happen in the last 10 minutes, then it didn't happen at all.
He was a star on that show. That's why we remember him, right? Yeah.
I said...
I'm a Cowboys fan, so Michael Strahan's never been a star in anything for me, being a Giants guy.
For the benefit of our Winnipeg viewers, I hesitate to say fans, clearly. Colin, who watches every morning from Winnipeg, says, Doug Hocking, great special teams guy for the Blue Bombers in 90s and 2000s, wore number 38. Didn't Wade Miller, too? Dun, dun, dun.
To be fair.
I think Wade Miller, the president of the Bombers, wore number 38.
Did the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in the 90s or the 2000s have any great players? Let's be fair.
It's Milt Stegall.
It's been a desert. Fair enough, Milt Stegall.
Kevin Glenn.
Gotcha.
Kahari. That was just kind of my poking at
Charles Roberts.
Kerwin Bell, who should go to the Hall of Fame for sacking himself. My brother refers to that as the greatest blooper of all time.
I still love when Jay and Dan play it and they crack up every single time.
It's so funny.
Yeah, it is funny because he's just so smug about everything and then just nuts himself.
Let's get serious for a second. Nobody here on this panel in the bunker believes that anybody will be fired in BC if the Lions lose Saturday. Are we in agreement on that?
I agree.
Yep. Yeah, nobody's going to get fired in Vancouver. But the game of the week, Canada's game of the week, so voted on by you, the listeners and viewers, is Winnipeg at Hamilton. And that I got to look up the odds. That really is a coin flip, is it not?
I think
looking at the records, looking at the personnel.
With Hamilton at home, you might give them a slight edge. But Winnipeg, man, they've been good. It's hard to, and believe me, I've tried, pick them apart a little bit, but it has been hard to do that. They're kind of rolling on all facets. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what Matt Nichols has to do to win me over. But he hasn't done it yet.
Hasn't done it.
Well, he actually won me over last year by winning the playoff game here.
Oh, I
am a Matt Nichols
against
supporter
a road
now.
Cone of a quarterback for the Riders.
He won the game. He doesn't have to apologize for anything.
True.
I would think it would be an inside, you know, less than 3.5 points either way.
It's 2 points for Winnipeg. The road team's favored. Yeah.
I figured they're unbeaten. They should be favored, right? Even on the road. They've proven they can go on the road and win. They've proven they can win at home. This is just another big, big test to really put a stamp on the first third of the season for Winnipeg. And then you have to forget about that somewhat and get into the middle third and show now that you can grind through the middle third of the season, not just come out hot out of the gate.
You know what? I would have... You got to kind of agree with the odds makers on that after the absolute shellacking over Ottawa. I mean, who saw that coming? That's a preseason score where one team starts their first stringers and the other team starts their second and third stringers. I mean, one point in the CFL, like that's a beatdown.
One gosh darn point.
That's a beatdown. So you know, as much as it pains me to say sometimes, you got to tip their cap to them. I just... hey, I remember the riders in 2008 racing out to a 6-0 start, finished 12-6, and got just absolutely their pants pulled down and spanked in the playoffs.
Thanks, Mac T.
And I just, I just don't believe yet. And I know I'm the guy that's holding back and I'm being the pessimist, but I keep saying, I just don't know what they have to do to win me over. They haven't done it yet. And I mean, a 5-0 start and beating a team and only allowing 1 point should be enough to convince a guy. It hasn't been enough to convince me yet.
A couple things. Susan in Moose Jaw writing into the Facebook string. She says, I want the Bombers to get the Grey Cup. If we don't, their fans deserve it. I agree. They need it in Winnipeg. There's some sort of emotional damage to the fan base of that town. Jets and Bombers fans. It's been so long for the Bombers. The Jets have never won, and I don't think the Avco Cup counts. They need it. They need it. As far as the Riders winning the Grey Cup, I can't see it. I saw somewhere, I think it was on a Facebook page, probably the one on which we're broadcasting in this morning, the Rider Prider fan page, that John Gormley mentioned on the air yesterday on CJME-CKOM that he had a vision the Riders would be in the Grey Cup.
What's he related to Tom Shepard? He had a dream?
He had a vision, not a dream. He had a vision that the Riders were in the Grey Cup. And the immediate thing that I thought of was Joe Rockhead from the Flintstones.
Oh, boy.
You need to stop eating at those cheap restaurants. You know?
Yeah. Is it honestly, though, that inconceivable that the Riders could be in the Grey Cup? I mean, Calgary doesn't look like Calgary of old. I mean, there's chinks in the armor there. Winnipeg, we're kind of Missouri right now, the show me state. You know, they have to show us. Edmonton, quite frankly, have not been impressive. BC, meh. Is it really inconceivable that the Riders could finish second or third and get hot? I mean, Cody Fajardo has proved that he can get hot.
Wow.
I don't think that's ludicrous to have that thought right now. Like, I'm not picking them to go there right now. But it's not ludicrous to believe that the Saskatchewan Rough Riders could find themselves playing in late November on the Sunday in the big game.
Point, counterpoint. From perspective, then you got the others saying, who have they beaten? BC and Toronto, the worst two teams in the league.
But that's who they've had to play.
It's all, hey, I'm the one that makes that excuse for them.
Yep.
You can't make apologies for beating the teams below you. No, I get that. I'm just saying they beat the BC Lions, and now people are dreaming that they're going to the Grey Cup. Good morning to Ryan Laney. I don't know if you saw the Facebook wall or not, but RL watching this morning. He says, loving this panel. Joe Lazito from New York says, I agree with Gormley. And I normally do too. He's a good guy. The Lavoie sisters coming up on the program today. I have gone all this time and haven't even brought up who's going to be on the show today because we've been running off at the mouth here in the bunker. But yes, Lauren and Joanne Lavoie of Regina, who are on Amazing Race Canada. I watched the show last night knowing that they were coming in, and I've watched the show before.
They were up north last night.
It didn't look like a lot of fun.
No,
they were in the
cold.
White Horse, Northwest Territories, Yukon area.
In the water.
You've seen the show. So if Rod Peterson was going to get a spot in Amazing Race.
No, fast. Stop. I quit.
Who do you take with you?
I'm done. I quit. Panel. First day, I'm like, I'm out.
You couldn't do it.
No. Especially last night where they're drilling holes in the ice.
In the water.
Like ice fishing. God love you people that do it. It is the last thing I want to do. I don't like being cold. I would have put, here's my card. I'm done. I'm out. We're next flight back to civilization is what I would have done if I was in that contest. God bless these girls for doing it. But it looks so cold. It looks so uncomfortable up there.
He's got to take, Clark looks in pretty good shape. Clark's a candidate as riding shotgun with Rod, or does a guy like
Wes
count? Does Wes Cates count?
No, I take Marshall Hamilton because he's in shape and he's got life experience
and he's determined.
He's got the time. So Clark Monroe, Marshall Hamilton.
Does Marshall like the cold?
I don't think he does. He goes to Arizona.
He goes south every year.
That's our Amazing Race team representatives.
I do remember this though, and these two gals are coming in on the program later, Lauren and Joanne Lavoie. And I remember watching the great Canadian, Amazing Race Canada, they came to Taylor Field.
Yeah, it was Joanne and...
Hal Johnson and Joanne McLeod.
The body break people.
And she dropped an F-bomb. She swore at somebody. I'm like, I was there for the filming. They were running around cones and doing football drills, and F you. To one of the girls she was competing against. I'm like, did she just say that?
I love it.
I didn't have a problem with it, but I'm like, are they going to leave this in the show? So then I had to watch to see if they left it in, which they did.
That's not very body break.
Body break.
They've been doing that a long time. My good friends Riley and Scott dressed up as them for Halloween once. It was outstanding.
Hal Johnson and Joanne McLeod.
Yes.
Married couple, by the way. I had heard that he played in the CFL, and then I Googled him, and I think there's zero evidence that he ever played in the CFL.
You know the one that shocked me the other day? Apollo Creed played in the CFL for
with
a number
of years. Lions.
Yeah. Forget that.
Everybody knew that.
Carl Weathers.
The Rock, of course, played for the Calgary Stampeders. Do you know that, Clark? Didn't even know Michael Strahan was on the morning show, but he knew that. Okay. Alan Marr writes in and says, Winnipeg hasn't beaten a top team yet.
Yeah.
Edmonton is questionable. That from the naysayers. So, who knows? I mean, Winnipeg can use... They'll need any kind of motivation along the way here because they're so good. They're going to need to manufacture something to keep them going. And maybe that... Hey, people are saying you've never beaten anybody. They had a fight in practice yesterday. I was reading.
They also... Didn't they have a stabbing afterwards? Boy. Chris Matthews, he was back
that can
practice.
Happen
he
anywhere.
He was back at practice. I will say this. It's... Full credit to Mike O'Shea, because I recall, and I think many of us do, that not that long ago, Mike O'Shea's head was on the chopping block, literally a game away from being fired. And since that time, boy, they have been on the uptick all the way with the old Riders coordinating staff. Just to refresh everybody's memory, Richie Hall and Paul Appelese. But yeah, he was on like literally 1 foot out the door. And from that point, and I think it was Banjo Bowl, they won, got a win, and just have been able to sustain that over the course of about 2.5 seasons now, or 2 seasons just about, and have really, really turned things around there.
It's a great advertisement for sticking with your people.
Yes, it is.
What they've done in Winnipeg.
And that leads to your point. I don't think anybody's getting fired in BC. I mean, that is just too knee-jerk when you see something, you know, people talking about that. Because that's a pretty brand new staff.
By the way... We welcome all the Bomber fans that are tuning in today. There are many. They're pointing out to me that Willard Reeves wore number 38.
He was pretty good.
Wade Miller wore number 34. And if you can put that message back up, Clark, that was just here from Colin in Winnipeg this morning. He says, Riders beat BC in Toronto and got mollywopped at home against the Stampeders, sans Bo Levi. That's French for without Bo Levi. Don't see it for the greenies. So he's just saying, stop the Grey Cup talk in Regina. And I think it's a little premature. They would have to get past the aforementioned Winnipeg Blue Bombers to get to the Grey Cup. And it's not happening.
In all likelihood, the way things are lining up now in Winnipeg, which is not an easy place to play. I would put it as one of the top two hardest places to play, depending on which side of the border you sit on. If you think the Mosaic Stadium is harder to play in or IG Field. We've been there. It gets loud.
I got to give it up now.
It gets loud in that joint.
Because I'm not calling their games anymore in Saskatchewan. I got to say, Winnipeg's louder. It is louder.
It's loud.
Just before we break, Whiter writing in on the Facebook page says, Riders beat BC by 14 this weekend. I got to check those odds, too, in the break here. When we come back, we're going to Winnipeg. Come on down to Winnipeg, as Willie Jefferson would say. And we're going to do that with Darren Bombing of TSN Radio Winnipeg. That's all coming up. You're watching The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com. Also, Stitcher, CastBox, and Spotify.
Enjoying the show? Why not join the team? We're exploding and in the market for a new top six forward. Have sales experience and ready to join a new team? Free agency is open and we want to hear from you or your agent. Send us an email to careers@dupontmedia.ca and submit your resume today. Do you have what it takes?
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Sports talk on demand. Head to rodpeterson.com to access all of the content you may have missed or want to hear again. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
All right, welcome back, everybody, on a Wednesday morning, episode number 38. We've had some tremendous sports jersey number 38s coming up on the program. Coming on the program today, Willard Reeves being one, Pavel Demitra, Yogi Berra. Here's one for you, Clark. Can we get Wayne for number 99, can we get on that?
Get him on the show.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Just planning ahead here.
We won't have a 100th anniversary.
Of the 99th episode.
And it'll be amazing.
With the great one.
Craig Rodine used to wear number 98 and a half for the Lowman Loafers rec hockey team.
Stop. We'll get Wayne Gretzky and Warren Sapp on the show.
Perfect. Okay. We are going out on the video chat line this morning to Winnipeg. TSN Radio's Darren Bomming joining us this morning from TSN 1290. Right, Bomber? How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm good, Rod. How are things in Saskatchewan?
Things are good. Things are good. Things are heating up now. There's Grey Cup talk, if you can believe, if you've been following on both sides of the border now, but particularly in Winnipeg. I just want to throw out a bouquet to you. First, was that your TSN main network debut, that live out front of Investors Group Field the other day?
Yeah, it was. First time my face has been on. I've done some phoners for them before, obviously lots of radio hits and that sort of thing from coast to coast. But it was, it's almost like a mystery shrouded in an enigma that was the Chris Matthews situation over the weekend. Goes from being a healthy scratch against the Ottawa Red Blacks into an off-field incident. There's now reports stating that he wasn't actually, you know, quote-unquote stabbed, that he just suffered some sort of puncture in a scuffle at that downtown Winnipeg bar and went to hospital, was released. The best news out of it all is that he's healthy. He was on the field looking like his normal self, which is a great thing. The team pretty mum on the details and just letting the Winnipeg Police Service handle all of it. But now there's been reports that sources are saying because it wasn't an actual stabbing, it was more of just some sort of puncture to Chris Matthews in the scuffle, that's why charges were not laid. But when charges aren't laid, nobody really has to make a comment on it. So here we are right now looking towards this matchup between the undefeated Blue Bombers and the 4-1 Ticats on Friday night, maybe the marquee matchup of the season thus far. And it's looking like Chris Matthews will once again be on the outside looking in. And a healthy scratch again in Hamilton.
Well, for one, do you feel that this is much ado about nothing? Because, Derek, let's be honest, getting in a scuffle outside a downtown Winnipeg nightclub could happen to anybody.
Oh, it's happened on Dudney a few times.
Oh, yes, but especially downtown Winnipeg. Wow. We've been there. I get it. Why has so much been made about this if it has turned out to be not that big a deal?
Yeah, I mean, it is a stabbing incident, right? And that was the initial report. And it is a high-profile individual, a former NFLer. He nearly won Super Bowl MVP with the Seattle Seahawks before Tom Brady broke their hearts in that game. Chris Matthews comes with, high profile. He was a big free agent signing. Like I mentioned about being that healthy scratch, the night before on Friday night against the Ottawa Redblacks, I think that all kind of plays into it. I think important to note, too, in Winnipeg is that, like many Canadian cities, there has been an increase of, reports of drug abuse, violence stemming from those sorts of things. I wouldn't say Winnipeg really holds true to their reputation of being, a violent city. We are no longer the murder capital of Canada. I believe it is Edmonton. Woo-hoo! We do have a rise in the last year or two in violent events in our downtown, but I think the reputation here in Winnipeg is a little bit misconstrued, or has been over the last 20 years. It is pretty safe, but all of that said, that recent spike, in potentially drug-involved violence, I'm not saying that had anything to do with this instance with Chris Matthews, but just the greater context of what's happening in downtown Winnipeg, I think that's why it caught a lot of attention.
I guess so, yeah. They're young men. These things happen. But anyways, on to the game, because you want to talk about it. I want to talk about it. Some of our viewers and listeners saying this morning, hey, the Bombers haven't beaten anybody yet. You hearing that at all in your town?
Of course. Week one, it was the BC Lions, and they handled them pretty well. Week three, after their bye, it was a 7-point win over the Edmonton Eskimos, and that was supposed to be a good test, and I believe it was. I think Edmonton was playing much better at the beginning of the season than they are.
Uh-oh.
Anybody of substance yet. Winnipeg then beat the Ottawa Redblacks, who were 2-0 at that time. And since then beat them again. I just look at the margins of victory. 27-point win over the Toronto Argonauts. Yes, it is the lowly Argos. A 31-1 beatdown of Ottawa last week. That game in week three against Edmonton, the Eskimos really flexed their offensive muscle. CJ Gable was all over the field, had a 100-plus yard rushing game. Trevor Harris threw for over 400 yards, if I believe. There was a lot of explosion offensively from Edmonton in that game. But Winnipeg still won by a touchdown, and the way they won was by doing it with complementary football. They play complete, confident football here in Winnipeg, and if things go wrong in one phase, they tend to make up for it in other phases, and I think that's kind of just the way Mike O'Shea has built this team. But looking into the future, the Blue Bombers are now right now in the midst of a stretch of 5 games against the East Division. Everybody wants to see them play Edmonton again. Friday night against Hamilton will be a true test between former teammates and good friends in Orlando Steinauer and Mike O'Shea. That'll be interesting as they're both mic'd up for this game as well. But August 8th, when Calgary comes to town, will Bo Levi Mitchell be back in the Stampeders lineup? We'll have to see. But I think until Winnipeg beats Calgary, I don't know if everybody is truly going to be bought into this Blue Bombers team. But from my perspective here in Winnipeg, objectively speaking, this is the best football team I've seen in a long time, maybe since back I was a fan in 2001 and Kahari Jones being the MOP. I believe this team is more complete top to bottom than they were in 2011 when head coach Paul Appelice and quarterback Buck Pierce brought them to the Grey Cup game.
Going down memory lane, I like it, and those are some good times. Duke, you were saying that still not sold. I don't know what they have to do to really make people believe that this can be for real and we can erase 1990. Is there anything left that they need to prove to you, maybe during the middle third here, to make you more confident that this is a Grey Cup team?
Well, I think a big part of that conversation of people having confidence in the Blue Bombers and believing that they are maybe the best team in the CFL right now is doing it over more than just the first month and a half of the season. A big part of that is Matt Nichols. He has never been in the conversation of elite quarterbacks in the CFL. You go back a few years ago when Edmonton traded him to Winnipeg. At the time, it was a conditional seventh round draft pick for quarterback Matt Nichols. It turned into a fifth because he re-upped here in Winnipeg. And now the way he started this season, his health, I think, is on a different level than it was last year, where he got a knee injury in training camp. And I feel really battled through that throughout the 2018 season. He's much more mobile in the pocket. I feel that right knee, it's his plant leg. He's delivering the football much cleaner and crisper right now. They're not afraid to call draw plays for Matt Nichols. He is extending plays with his legs a little bit. Not a mobile quarterback by any means, but much more active with his feet in the pocket than he has been through his career. And I think that goes back to his rededication to diet and workout regimen this offseason. Didn't touch any sugar all through the offseason. It's tough to do as a young family man, you know, with a wife and two daughters. Said when he had a sweet tooth, he would just eat an apple. And it shows. He does look lighter this year. But leading the league right now with 12 touchdowns, leading the league by a very healthy margin with a quarterback rating just under 130. And one interception he's thrown this season, and of course the 5-0 record, I think it's slowly going to take more time. And going back to what I said about those matchups, beating Calgary, beating Hamilton, winning games on the road, I think will all lead to people believing a little bit more. But when it comes to quarterbacks, it's always Mike Riley, Bo Levi Mitchell, Jeremiah Mazzoli, Zach Caleros, those players that have had MOP caliber seasons. I think Matt Nichols is on his way to that. But of course, people want to see more before they really believe it.
I'm glad you brought up the sugar thing. Tom Brady doesn't eat sugar. Anthony Calvillo, right. That led to the renaissance. Actually, not the renaissance, the taking off of his career when he eliminated sugar. Hmm. Winners do what losers don't want to do. And call me a loser because I don't want to give up sugar then. But I'm just saying. Lastly, Darren Bomming of TSN Winnipeg. I got a news release this morning from Darren Cameron, the outstanding PR guy of the Bombers, saying that the Bombers and the Oakland Raiders are putting on a youth camp in conjunction with the NFL preseason game there on August 22nd. How's that game going over? What's the buzz? What are you hearing?
Well, there's two parts to this that are important to remember. Number one is that the Blue Bombers have no real skin in the game. They got paid a flat fee for this game, so regardless of how it turns out with people buying tickets for this game, the Blue Bombers will make out the same regardless. The other part of it is the little bit more concerning thing is that according to some reports, and you go to Ticketmaster and look at tickets, there's a lot available. You know, the team made tickets available early to Blue Bombers season ticket holders. All of the entry-level pricing went really quick, but there's still a lot of tickets in those prime seats, you know, between the 30 and 35 yard lines and in the lower bowl. It's a very high price point, and people want to compare it to the CFL game, you know, preseason NFL versus a regular season or playoff CFL game, all of that, you know. I think it's up to the individual of how they value this game. It is week three. We're expecting to see maybe even upwards of a half of play from Aaron Rodgers and, of course, most of the starters for the Oakland Raiders and Green Bay Packers in this game. But a lot of people here in Winnipeg travel down to Minnesota for games. They travel down to Kansas City for games. And in the preseason, you're not paying $300, even with the Canadian-American exchange. You're not paying $300 Canadian for an NFL ticket in a preseason game. Sure, there's travel costs and the exchange rate for hotels and accommodations, all of that. But here in Winnipeg, I think it's proving to be a tougher sell than people originally expected. It's a big, beautiful stadium here in Winnipeg. You know, people love taking in events, whether it's a Paul McCartney concert, Jay-Z, Beyonce was a sellout here. AC/DC was a sellout here. The NFL, though, with where they've priced their tickets for this particular game, has a lot of people wondering what attendance is going to be like on August 22nd.
Yeah, and I think that's why organizers and the Raiders wanted the game in Regina. It's not battling the proximity to the NFL that Winnipeg is. But topic for another time would have been a nice economic boon for this town. Jordan Reeves, injured Riders defensive lineman who calls Winnipeg home. You've got some news on Jordan this morning, Bomber?
Yeah, I ran into the Saskatchewan Rough Riders special teams ace and defensive end Jordan Reeves just the other day. You know, I'm a big fan of the young man. I've never seen an athlete really built like him in my life. Of course, I bump into his father, Willard. I know you guys were talking about him and his famous number 38 a few minutes ago. Jordan tells me he is ahead of schedule. It's early in the going. I think he's 6 weeks into that knee injury recovery, but he's in very good spirits here in Winnipeg, putting in the work to get back onto the field. And I'm sure fans in Saskatchewan would love to see him back soon. But very positive news to see Jordan Reaves say he is ahead of schedule here early in that knee recovery.
Darren, great report. I appreciate that update, too. And enjoy Canada's Game of the Week, Bombers at Ticats. We'll check in with you down the road.
Sounds good, Rod. Thanks for having me, guys.
TSN's Darren Bombing from TSN 1290 Radio and did his first live television hit. I was watching it on SportsCenter the other day, and he crushed it. I'll never forget Jordan Reaves when he showed up. Those Chris Jones years were so entertaining. And I remember when Jordan Reaves walked on a field in Dodger Town, Vero Beach, Florida, shirtless, of course. If you were built like him, you would too. And I said to him, I don't know whether to look at you or read you. Same thing as Ricky Foley.
Ricky Foley.
Just covered in tattoos everywhere. And of course, got to know the young man. He's a nice young man. And I'm a big fan of Jordan Reaves, so I can't wait for him to get on the field. I mean, look what he can do on the field physically. He's got to have a 48-inch vertical, I would think. He was a basketball player in college.
The Riders could use him, too. That is one area that is the special teams, despite the return by Thigpen the other day, their coverage teams have been, it's a little scary. Like every time you're kind of wobbling a little bit, like, is this one going to go back the other way? Because it hasn't been locked down like it has been in years past. So they could definitely use a guy like him coming back.
They've had some busts in that area, but you know what? Every team does. And I'm with you. I think I've said all along the Riders are a good team. I have believed they're in a division of great teams. And right now that includes Winnipeg and Calgary with Bo. Very interesting. What's Calgary got this week?
Toronto?
They are in Ottawa. Yes, in a Grey Cup rematch. Interesting to see how this team fares without Bo Levi Mitchell. They haven't lost. No, they lost in Hamilton without
Bo. They haven't looked great.
No.
They look good here, but they just haven't looked like Calgary.
And they lost to Ottawa in week one.
With Bo. We've said for years there feels like they're coming back to the pack a little bit, and then they go and win the Grey Cup. But it just doesn't feel like that dominant 14-4 team. I just don't see that happening, and I really don't see that happening. You know, again, I'm not fully drinking the Kool-Aid on Winnipeg yet. I see this as being a lot of 12-6, maybe a 13-5. But I think it's going to get real tight, the top four in this division.
Sixth of the season really didn't sort out anything other than that Winnipeg's the best team in the league. It's really all that it sorted out to me. We will pause. Just a couple more. They are loving it in Winnipeg this morning, and they should be, home of the CFL's top team. Tom, who is the press box announcer at IG Field, Tom Halleck says, let's face it, kids, no Rider fan, especially Duke, can stomach that the Bombers have a shot at the Grey Cup. I can stomach it, and I am pulling for the Bombers to win it. They deserve it. They've built their team the right way. And Colin, regarding NFL tickets in Winnipeg, says tickets are ridiculously overpriced. Not paying $240 for upper deck for preseason NFL. Not when you can go just a few hours down the road to Minnesota.
That's
I get that.
Great point by Darren.
Yes, but here, as my wife pointed out, if you want to go to an NFL game and you live in Saskatchewan, you got to get on a plane.
Yeah.
Or be prepared to drive for a very, very long time. Whereas if the game was to be played in Regina, you could watch the Green Bay Packers and the Oakland Raiders, Antonio Brown, Aaron Rodgers, all the greats, right at Mosaic Stadium. That's why they wanted to have the game here in the first place.
Yeah, that's the one thing that you have to keep in mind. It's not about the tickets. I mean, we didn't pay that to sit in the first, 10 rows in Nashville for Thursday night football. We paid less money than that to move up.
I think it was $147 I paid.
American. And, great. It's not about that because, it's comparing it to your access to seeing an NFL game. You got to get in your car. You got to drive. You got to pay for hotels. You got to $240 compared to that is a steal. It's a great deal.
Didn't you try and go to a game in Minnesota once?
Did I try to go to a game in Minnesota? Yes. You always bring up the great stories just when we're out of time. We'll get to that when we come back.
Tease.
For hour two.
I'm a tease.
That was quite a weekend, I'll tell you. Going to Minnesota to watch the Vikings, and it didn't happen. Next hour, more of this, more fun. You got to get the Prairie Mobile text line going. If you are listening this morning, listen live, and you have no idea the zany hijinks because you haven't been watching it, text us with your thoughts on the program today. 840-8777. That's 306-840-8777. The three of us coming up in the bunker here in hour two, plus from Amazing Race Canada, Regina's Lauren and Joanne Lavoie. Did you watch the show last night? They're still alive. As a matter of fact, they've made some gains.
Spoiler.
In last night's show. We'll talk about that with them. Twitter update here. Clark telling me, we are 12 followers away from 2,000 on Twitter. Please follow, retweet, at Rod Peterson Show, and vote on our daily poll, which is Canada's Game of the Week for Capital Auto Mall and Universal Collision Center. So far leading, not a surprise, Winnipeg at Hamilton. That, for me, is the Grey Cup preview. Hour two coming up next. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Employee pricing is back. These are all pre-owned vehicles. They all have an employee price. You pay what we pay.
Check out this loaded GM-certified pre-owned 2018 Chevy Equinox. It's employee priced at just $22,998 plus tax. Or get into a GM-certified pre-owned fully loaded Cadillac CTS Luxury. It's employee priced at just $35,915 plus tax.
Employee pricing at Capital GMC.
You pay what we pay!
One of the things that I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at youareinsurable.ca.
Enjoying the show? Why not join the team? We're exploding and in the market for a new top six forward. Have sales experience and ready to join a new team? Free agency is open and we want to hear from you or your agent. Send us an email to careers@dupontmedia.ca and submit your resume today. Do you have what it takes?
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.